Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Yud Ches. Brachas Yud Ches, as we start the third parak of Maseches Brachas, we start Misha Mesu on Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Again, every parak in this Masechta is fascinating. Now we get a little branch out from just Kriya Shema, we get into Mitzvos, we get in this parak is all about Inyanei Avelus. Today we'll talk about one of the main Gemaras in Shas about whether the departed, whether the Niftarim know about what's going on in life. We talk about some major Yesodos in this parak about Kavod Abrios and women's Chiyuvim in various Mitzvos. And then we get into a number of Dafim about Balkeri and saying brachos and kriyashman tefilo when one is in proximity of a bathroom, of tsoa, of meraglayim. That's the whole second half of the parak. And that takes us through the third parak, and then we get into the fourth parak, which is the beginning of Hilchas tefilo, in Yoni tefilo. Okay, but we start off with kriyashman, that's why this is also here, but we branch out a little bit. Says the Mishnah, mi shemesu mutalafanav, someone who has a mace in front of him. Pashtus, something similar to somebody's relative died. Let's call it that. But it might be a little some differences between Mesa Mutalafanov and one of the seven relatives. But for us, for now, we won't be Michalik. So Misha Mesa Mutalafanov. Pater Mikriyashma Uminatfilim and Atfilin. Umikala Mitzvah Samaras Patorah. He is Pater from all of the Mitzvahs, Kriyashma Tfilat Filin, and all Mitzvahs, because he's Oseg B'Mitzvah. Oseg B'Mitzvah, and therefore he is Pater. Rashi says, Lafishuhu Tarud B'Machsheves Kvuraso. So that already sounds more inclusive. Even if I'm not a relative, if I'm involved in this kvura, so then I am tarud, like we had earlier, twice already. I'm tarud in the mitzvah, and therefore I am pater from all of these mitzvahs. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, famous Tosfos, second Tosfos, pater mi kriyashma, Yerushalmi mefarish taima, amar bi bun, ksev laman tizkar v'chulu, kol yamei chayecha. Zechiris yiziz b'shaim, you have a mitzvah all the days of your life, yamim sha'ata osek b'chayim, v'lo yamim sha'ata osek b'mesim. It's a drasha, not a svara based on tirda, but it's a drasha. Nafkamina could be, and this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos on the Gemara, is it a heter or is it an isser? Rashi says you don't have to do mitzvos when mesa mutalafanav. You don't have to. Right, Masha, if you want to, could you be included? Okay, there is flexibility. Tosfos holds, and we all like Tosfos, that it is usur to do mitzvos. When somebody is an onain, it's usur for one to do mitzvos. We'll see that machlokas again in the Gemara. But it's based on the fact that Tosfos says that kol yamei chayecha, this is a hafkas achiyuv. Right, yamim sha'ata osek b'chayim, v'lo yamim sha'ata osek b'meisim. Right, that's a hafkas chiyuv of, it's specifically by kriyashma, but we expand that to other mitzvahs as well. So, mesa mutalafanav, pater from all mitzvahs. The question is, if you're pater from all mitzvahs, then why did it list these specifically? Just say you're pater from all mitzvahs. Why dafka did it mention kriyashma, tefillah, and tefillin? We call them mitzvahs amuras batorah. Why dafka those? So Rabbeinu Yonah has two deos here, whether there's something unique to these mitzvahs or not. Rabbeinu Yonah says, on dav yud amid beis, yesh mefarshim, the kivan shlosh shaninim b'mishnah b'feirish shepater mikol ha-mitzvos ha-amuros b'Torah. Since it doesn't... let's read his girsa first. I'm sorry. Pater min ha-kriyashma v'atfilah min ha-tfilin. No se hamita. The Rabbi Yonah quotes a girsa that doesn't have that next four words. Mikol ha-mitzvos ha-amuros b'Torah. Doesn't have that. Right? We'll have that. We'll see in the brisa, but that doesn't have that. So according to one girsa, so yesh befarshim. So some say according to that girsa that it only applies to these three. Avol shar bashar chayavin umivirin raya. They bring a raya from elsewhere. What would be the svara? Why dafka kriyashma tefillah and tefillin? Those three are excluded, but you're chayavin the others because those three require extra kavana. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, "V'pnei shashlash dan suyachas kavana yosei mishar mitzvus kriyash ram v'pnei kabbalos amalchas shemayim v'tzorach sheyehei b'kavana v'tfilin gamkein suyachas shorlo yisiach daito mehem v'tfilin gamkein tzorach kavanish and mokivim ba'avos tzorach lachsul ispala b'macheres and because I'm bal al meso therefore I won't be able to have proper kavana but by other mitzvus so I don't have a great as great kavana it's okay that's the first day according to the first girsa but then he quotes ve'ein zeh nira l'mori arav." I don't think that's true because if you look elsewhere and if you look in the other girsa that is found in our Mishnah, it says Mikol HaMitzvos HaMoris BaTorah. Right? It says these three because they are very chamur. Even these that are chamur, you're pater from. But really, it applies to all mitzvahs. All the Tana Elu Mishem Chamuros Sheishbem Kabbalas Amalcha Shemayim V'Kol Shekein V'Kol Shar Mitzvos She'enon Chamuros Kol Kach. And that's why it says those. Okay, so that's 2 days of the Rabbeinu Yonah, whether it applies to all mitzvahs or not. We Pashas hold that it applies to all mitzvahs. The Rashba, What? Tosfos quotes the... Which Tosfos? Tosfos, Hachi Garcinon. Okay, correct. The end of that Tosfos part that we just read quotes that Girsa, good, of Rabbi Yonah. Hachi Garcinon, part of the Mekriyasha, Menatfilin, without quoting the Mikala Mitzvos Amaris Pataras. There's that Girsa that Rabbi Yonah quoted. Two deis, whether it applies to only these three. If you look in the Rashba right here quotes that he thinks at least Tfilin is... Is there Agav Urcha? He quotes V'lav Dafkahani El Apatim Mikol Mitzvos Amuris Batora El Rabusa Nakar B'Masisan V'Afilu Hani D'Masin Levdinu Make Him Kamei Pater. Even these that you might be able to do, you know, while you're there, Pater. And then he quotes Pater Menat Tefillin Ika LeMedak My Arya Muta Lefanav V'Afilu Kol Yom Rishon. Says why is Tefillin mentioned? Rabbi Yonah gave one reason, but Tefillin we already learned earlier twice that an Avel is Pater from the, on Yom Rishon. It's based on a pasuk. Isn't it a pasuk in Yecheskel? Perach chavash alecha. You're not allowed to wear the pair. So why Davka's tefillin? Tefillin is a separate p'tur. Even without Mesa Muta Lefanov, even without the issue of Tirda, you're still potter on day one. So the Rashba says you're right. It's Agav Urcha. Mistavra, the tefillin, Agav Kriyashba, the tefillin, Akaluhu. Really, there's no chiddush about tefillin, because you're right. There's another reason for tefillin, even if you wouldn't have the reason of Mesa Muta Lefanov. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right here, he says, no. He quotes the Rashba, and he says, I beg to differ. Because, let's say it is Chol HaMoed. What if it's Chol HaMoed? Machlokas Rishonim, whether you're tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. He says, on Chol HaMoed, you don't have the reason of Tarud. He says, V'nira de HaRashba l'taymei azil. Sfir lei b'tshuva de Chol HaMoed lav zman tefillin. Rashba holds like Zman Tefillin, therefore he says there's no nafkamina between the reason of Tarud and the reason of Perach HaChavash Alecha. Avalas Sovrim to Chol HaMoed Zman Tefillin. But if you all like the Rishonim that say that Chol HaMoed is Zman Tefillin, you would wear Tefillin. Machlokas Rishonim, where the Chol HaMoed is also an Os. Machlokas Machaber and the Ramah. Bipshuto Nicha Denaka Tefillin. Then you understand why he says tefillin in the Mishnah. Why? To bechol amoed to avel biyom rishon chayev betefillin to lo shayach be maolel b'afar karno. There's no issue of not wearing your pe'er on chol amoed. You would wear your pe'er because all of Klal Yisrael is in a different state. So if you only had the other reason, you would wear tefillin on chol amoed. Kamash malan according to this reason in our Mishnah. Your potter even a chalamoid. So he thinks that the Rashba just said it's agav urche because of lishitaso. He says there's no tefillin chalamoid, so it's not enough gamina. But according to the other Rishonim, it would be. And then interestingly, he quotes in parentheses. I've always quoted this from the Binyan Sion, but then Reb Kiva Eger picks it up before the Binyan Sion. He says I think Rashi in Sukkah Mem Vav holds that you do wear tefillin chalamoid. What's the Rashi in Sukkah? The Gemara there said at a left field. Binyan Sion quotes his Rashi. But the Reb Kiva Eger also quotes it. Says the Gemara there says, if somebody's going to do mitzvahs, he's going to do harbe mitzvahs, then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to one of Tanoim, that you could say, a general bracha, and then do all the mitzvahs. So Rashi there says, like what? Like what mitzvahs are you going to do? So Rashi quotes, Lito lulav, leishev basuka, lesati batzitzis, laniat tefillin. So he quotes those three. So the Achrei Mermadayik, hey, when he's sitting in a sukkah and wearing tefillin, it's got to be Chol HaMoed. So Rashi's not talking about tefillin, that's the diyak. The Binyan Sion says, unless you say you put a comma in between. Does he mean, Lito, Lula, Leisha, Basukkah, comma, those two, Lusani, Batzitzis, Lani, Tefillin, meaning those two always go together. So he doesn't mean all four together. That's the way you can get out of the Raya. But either way, he quotes that same Raya of Rashi in Masechta Sukkah. Again, it's a huge sugya about tefillin and Chol HaMoed. But that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's Medayik and the Rashba here, that it must be that the Rashba is Lishitas, or else that would be a Nafkamina. Good. Says the Mishnah continuing. No say Hamita, v'chilufeihen, those who are in the middle of carrying the Mita. And remember, Bismanahu, in the days of the Mishnah, you didn't have cars, you didn't have you had some wagons maybe, but when you had to take the Nifta to the Beis HaKvaris, it was at least 50 amas outside the city, so you had have to have a lot of people, it gets heavy. So you had a lot of people, some people carry, and then some other people carry, you switch off, and it takes a long time. To the middle of the city, you got to carry it out, it could take hours to carry the Aron, and it keeps switching off. So, Nosi Amita v'chilufein, v'chilufein. And imagine, remember, days before electricity, so it's in the afternoon, you're having the Levaya, and you can't stop. You got to make sure it's done before it's going to get dark. You're not going to be able to to bury properly, so you don't have time to stop. So there are those that are before the mita, or the ones behind the mita, or some say those that already were misasik, those that weren't misasik yet. Different pshat and what lufnei la'acharei means. Those who are still needed, they're pater, osik b'mitzvah. And those after are chayif. The elu ve'elu, that's in terms of kriyashma. The elu ve'elu b'termin atfila. But everybody, both lufnei and lacharei, if they're involved, if they're there, they are pater from tfila. Why are they pater from tfila? They're chayif and kriyashma, they're pater from tfila. Rashi. De'lav de'oraisahu. Ooh. Rashi says, because tfila is not de'oraisa. That is Rashi. Well, we're going to have that later on in Daf Chafalah, Pad Hashem, this coming week. Tefillah and Kriyashma, Lav Da Oraisa. Rabo Seinu Pirshu, Rashi, uncharacteristically, again, quotes another day, my Rabbeim said, Lefishi Yesh Lahem Ochos, because Tefillah, you have more time. Right, there's Van Kriyashma, let's say it's the morning, then it goes, Van Kriyashma comes earlier, but Davni have more time, so they're part there right now. Vali Nira She'ein Zel Asha Patur. Doesn't say Patur, doesn't mean like, we use the lashon pater to say that, oh, you have an extra hour, so therefore you can do it later. Pater sounds like you're pater, so Rashi doesn't like that day. But interesting, what is that day not like about the first day? So it could be because the second day holds that tefillah is daraisa, so you can't be mechalik that way. Each day might not like the other, but the other opinion says that no, that it is daraisa, and there's manim for tefillah also. So again, interesting, two days in Rashi. Obviously, this is a huge sugya that's going to come up, just to mention it while we're here. First time we're mentioning it here in this Masechta, and that is the Machlokas, Rambam Ramban, again, well-known Machlokas about Tefillah D'Oraisa, Tefillah D'Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that Tefillah is a Mitzvah D'Oraisa every single day. So that says the Rambam, in Mitzvah Hey, I'd like to point out that the Rambam counts in the Mitzvahs, in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, there's unusual order. The Rambam came up with a certain order, he has clusters of Mitzvos. Certain clusters of mitzvahs, not a specific order like the Chinuch has in Al Seder Parsha. The Rambam has clusters of mitzvahs. So you think the beginning ones are the most important ones. So what does he have? First mitzvah I say is believing in Hashem. Second mitzvah I say is the uniqueness of Hashem, Yichud Hashem, believing that He is Miyuchad. And third and fourth is Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Number five, the first mitzvah to do something. Everything else is about believing or loving. The first mitzvah about doing something is davening. The first mitzvah the Rambam has, mitzvah hey, first mitzvah about doing something. Mitzvah chamishis, shetzivanu la'avdo yisaleh. You have to serve Hashem. How do you serve Hashem? V'yavah b'shezeh tzivi hu gamkein min ha-tzivuyim ha-kololim. And even though this is very inclusive, hinei yesh bo yichud, it has a specific tzivuy, shu tzivuy b'tfilah. U'la'avdo zeh tfilah, ezeh v'adah shebelev. That is tfilah. That is the Rambam in mitzvah hey. The Ramban right here argues. The Ramban says, no, I think tfilah is not a chiyiv d'araisa. It is a chiyiv d'rabbanon every day, but it's not a chiyiv d'araisa. Ela vadeh kol inyan ha-tfilah ein ha-chov ha-klau. Ela hu mi midas chesed ha-borei yisparach aleinu. It's an opportunity for us from Hashem. Sheshomea va'oneh b'chol kareinu elav. Right, He answers us. He answers us whenever we talk to Him. But it's not a chiyiv every day. And then the Rabbi continues and says, as we know, that there is one time that I agree that it is Daraisa. What time I'll agree to the Rambam? Umashadarshu b'sifri la'avdo zehatalmud davrachar zu tefillah smachtehi olomar shemichlal ha'avodah shenilmot tar v'nishpalel ilav be'eis hatsaros v'tihiyena einenu v'libenu elav levado keinei avadim el yad adunehem. Says the Rabban, eis tsaro, I'll agree is Daraisa. Regular day is not. Esar is daraisa. V'zeshi inyan ha-kasur, that's the pasuk in Baloscha. V'chisavo melchama v'arizachem, alatzaras v'arizachem, v'arayosa v'chatzosros, v'nizkartem l'chei Hashem alokeichem, v'hi mitzvah al-koltzar v'tzar shetobo al-atzibur. L'tzok l'fanav b'tfilah u'b'tirah. V'hu ha-inyan shebi'er shlomo melech al-vashom. And he continues. But this is Machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether tefillah is daraisa every day, or esar. Is it impossible to put Rashi together with the Rambam? Rashi here says, well, tefillah is lav daraisa. So is that it totally impossible? Because one can say, and the Rambam agrees this, the Rambam says that the concept of Tefillah is Daraisa. Every detail about Tefillah is Darabanan. The Nusach of Tefillah is Darabanan. The Zmanim for Tefillah is Darabanan. The structure of Tefillah, besides Shavuot HaKash Oda, but the details of that is Darabanan. So it could be the Rashi is referring to the Zmanim in the first day. Is that Daraisa to say it in the proper time? And that's why you don't have to say, so you're Potter, if you have time later, wonderful. Okay, it's not so great, but it's not impossible. But it sounds like the Rashi is like the Ramban. And just one more source, and then we will continue. And that is the Rav Soloveitchik writes in Reflections of the Rav and other places, the beautiful Alderach Drush suggestion that maybe both the Rambam and the Ramban agree be yisod, that tefillah is only mechuyav daraisa be'eis sara. Everybody, even the Rambam agrees to that. The machlokas is, how do you define eis sara? According to the Rambam, every day is eis sara. What, just because we have health today, that means we're going to have health tomorrow? Just because we have parnasa today, we're going to have tomorrow? Who knows? Life is an eis sara. With the daven every single day. The Ramban says, no, you take it more at face value, what Esar is. But the Rambam says, no, on a deeper level, all of life is an Esar. So according to that, both would hold the same Yisod. I zoomed through it about a week ago, but Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's the pshat we had before. We had the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. If you could daven for somebody and you don't daven for them, you have to be sick for somebody, the Gemara said. Right. Why? What about you called a chote? So said Rav Soloveitchik, because when somebody else needs rachmanis, that's an eis sara for me. And therefore I have a chiyuv to daven for them. And if I don't daven for them, nikra chote, because I'm not fulfilling my chiyuv. That's a beautiful pshat of, even if it's my friend needs rachmanis, that's an eis sara, and therefore I have to daven. That was the Gemara that he said that on Daf Yud Beis. Okay, we continue. Kabros ameis v'chazru. I'm sorry, just one other ha'ara. What happens if you get back from the Levaya, Bizman HaMishnah, and then you missed it? Avar Zman Tefillah. Avar Zman, let's say Tefillah is there, not Kriyashma. Right? Peturim and Tefillah. What if you missed it? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Avelos, you're Pater. There's no Tashlum in there. You're an Ones. You're an Ones. You only have Tashlum if you were a Shogeg. But if you were an Ones, you had Hafkas Achiyuv. And therefore, you don't have to make it up, just like any Osek B'mitzvah. Just like any Osek B'mitzvah. That is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. Interesting, what about Havdalah? What about Havdalah? Right, what happens if there's my grandfather was Nifter on Friday, they flew him to Eretz Yisrael, so my father didn't make Havdalah. My father didn't make Havdalah, he was an Onan on Friday, he was an Onan on Motzi Shabbos, so they flew to Eretz Yisrael. And remember, Sunday afternoon, they did the Kvura. So what does he do about Havdalah? So, says, Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas, right here, 2 days in the rush, right here. First day of the rush says, you have a Patur from Havdalah. Your Patur, no Havdalah required in that circumstance. That is what the rush says in the first day. He quotes the Ri. Onain, he quotes, Pamachas Haya Ri, Onain, the Ri was an Onain, and he ate without Havdalah. Amar le Talmidav, Ven Avdila Fanecha, let's make Havdalah for you. Amar Lahem, Harina be Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, no, so you don't make Havdalah. And then he says, what about tomorrow? He says, no, Me'acher Shahayisi Pater Emesh Bishaschi of Havdalah, Mishub Shahayisi Onain, Gamata Pater Ani. I'm Pater. And then he quotes the Marat Miruenberg, then no, after the Kfura, you have to make Havdalah then, till Tuesday. Right, that is the Machlokas Rishonim quoted right here in the Rush, Parak Gimel Simen Beis. There are Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Maharami Rutenberg. We Paskin that in Shin Mem Aleph, that you make Abdullah after the Kvuru. Velunyan Abdullah Yadil Akashik Verameis. Maharami Rutenberg. He quotes that. What's this? What's the Lund? This says the Stipler. Interestingly, how do we look at Abdullah? We always have Abdullah till Tuesday afternoon, till Tuesday evening. What does that mean? Is the Chi of Abdullah every second until I make it until Tuesday evening? Or no, Havdalah is one time chiyuv. Chalos chiyuv is Motzei Shabbos. There's Tashlum in the other 3 days. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. We paskin that there's a chiyuv every day until I make Havdalah. Okay, that is the different days about tefillah, different days about Havdalah. We continue. Says the Mishnah, fourth line. Kavros ameis. This counts for Daf Yud Ches. Even though I'm still on Daf Yud Zayin, it counts for Daf Yud Ches. Nobody should think I didn't get to today's Daf yet. Okay. Just getting that on the record. Cover us ameis v'chazru, if they do the burial, and they're on their way back. And what do you do after a kvura? Then you make the shuros, and the avelim go through, and then you say amakom. So, im yuchon lahaskel v'ligmar shal yigil ha-shura, if they could do kriyas shma tefillah, whatever they need to do before the shura start yaschilu, then they should do it. V'im lav lo yaschilu. And if not, they shouldn't do it. It's interesting, the Ritva has the hara, why don't they start, and then they'll be osip b'mitzvah the other way? Right, and they'll be potter from the shuras. No, you have to say if you can. So he says no, because the shuras are a hemshech of the previous mitzvah. So you're ready the mitzvah of kvura, so it's a hemshech. Ha'om din b'shura. Once you're in the standing in the shura, ha'pnimim p'turim ha'chitzonim chatzonim chayavim. The ones that are inside the kvura that are visible that are going to be saying ha'makom are potter. The outer ones that won't really be noticed are chayiv in the mitzvah, and therefore they have to say it. Good, we won't read the next line because that comes up in the Mishnah later on Daf Chaf. Vayter. Mutal lefanav in v'she'ena mutal lefanav lo. So what does the Mishnah sound like? Only if the mace is right in front of me. If the mace is in front of me, mutal lefanav, so then I have a patur. But if it's not mutal in front of me, like I'm in one house and the mace is in another house, then I would be chayiv in all the mitzvahs. Is that really true? V'ramini, we learned in a b'risa, misha mesa mutal lefanav. Ochel b'ayis acher, you're not supposed to eat in front of a mace. V'im ein lo b'ayis acher, ochel b'ayis chavero. If I don't have another house, I should eat at my friend's house. V'im ein lo b'ayis chavero, if I don't have anywhere else to go. Osa mechitza v'ochel, I should make at least a halachic mechitza and eat there with a hefsek. V'im ein lo davar lasos mechitza, machzer panav v'ochel. And if not, I should at least turn away. So at least turn away. Do something to not eat in front of the mace. Ve'eno mace of ochel, and I shouldn't relax. I have to sit in bechashivus and eat. Ve'eno ochel basar, ve'eno shosa yayin. I shouldn't eat meat. I shouldn't drink wine. Right? This relates to the machlokas we mentioned yesterday. Machlokas Rambam 2 days ago. Machlokas Rambam Ramban. Whether nihugim of avelus kick in for aninus as well. The Rambam says that there's no nihugim avelus before aninus starts. Nothing. Says the Ramban, the Rambam says, I read it for you, if I had it yesterday, the Rambam, did I bring it again? The Rambam says the Rambam says that the all halachos of Avelus, thanks, yeah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Me'emasa Yischayiv Adam Ba'avel Mishiyistam Agolel. When is there a Chiyiv Avelus? After the Kvura. Ava Kozman Shalom Nikbar Hameis Eino Aser B'davar Min Advarim Sha'avel Aser Bohen. There's no Nihugim of Avelus before Kvura. Ube'pnei Tam Zeh Rochatz David HaMelech V'sach K'shemes HaYelah Kodem She'ikaver. That's why when David HaMelech lost his son, he did all, he washed and he was anointed himself. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says all of them kick in except Ni'ilas HaSandal, because you have to do burial properly. So that's why you don't have to change your shoes yet. But that is the machlokas we showed him. So it's interesting how they each learn this brisa, where it says you can't eat meat and drink wine. The Eino Mivarech. What does Eino Mivarech mean? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Eino Mivarech Rashi. Eino Tsarech. Levarech Berchas Hamotzi. You don't have to make Hamotzi. You don't have to. Right? Sounds like Eino Tsarech sounds like you're allowed to, but you don't need to. And Tosas again, Lashitaso, based on the Yerushalmi, he says, no. Bottom Tosas. Eino Rashoi Levarech. You're not allowed to do mitzvahs. We paskin in the state of Aninus, you're not allowed to do mitzvahs. Machlokas. Eino Mavarech. Eino Mezamein. What is Mezamein? Rashi says, Eino Tsarech Levarech Berchas Hamazon. You don't have to, Eino Tsarech. But again, that is the discussion of Rashi and Tosfos here. Let's continue the brisa. Let's just get to the point. Vein mevarchen alav. What does that mean? He doesn't have to be yotzi with anybody else's bracha. Vein mezamnin alav. He's not included mitzarv in azimun. Upater mikriyashma uminatfila uminatfilin umikal mitzos hamuras batorah. It's part of all mitzvahs. Ubishabis mesev ocha basav shosa yain. Shabbos no alachas. Right? You meet, drink wine. Umavayah, umezamin, umavarchen alav, umezamin alav. V'chayev v'chal mitzvahs amaras b'torah. Schayev in all mitzvahs. Shabbos no aninus on Shabbos. Reb Shimon Gamliel alomer mitoch shel schayev be'elul and schayev be'kulan. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, yeah, you chayev in everything. That's like the same thing. V'yomer Reb Yochanan my benayu, but tashvah shemita igi benayu. Machlokas is tashvah shemita. Whether there is Easter, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, your chayiv, right, everything, including the chayiv ona that one has. But either way, what do you see from here? Ketani miyas, patam yikriyashma, umenatfilam, enatfilin, mikal mitzvahs amores b'torah. It says here that the person is patam from everything. Isn't this referring to even somebody who's bebayis acher? Right, like in the ratio of the rice I spoke about, you go to a different house to eat. So even bebayis acher, you're patam from all these mitzvos. So, says the Gemara, two answers. Number one, Amar Papa, Tirgama Machzer Panav Ochel. No, this Ptur is going on the person who's in the same house, who just turned away to eat. That's who has the Ptur. But really, in a Chinam, if you're in a different house, you have the Chiyuvim. Like our Mishnah said, it's only literally Mutalafanav. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Ravashi says, Kiven shemutal alav lekovro b'kemutal lefanav dami. Since it's mutal upon you, since you have the responsibility to do kvura, so it's as if the mace is in front of you. Shenemar v'yakam avraham me'al p'nei meso. V'nemar v'ekvura me'sim b'lefanai. Kozman shemutal alav lekovro kemutal lefanav dami. So it's like mutal lefanav, and therefore, even if you're not literally in front of the mace, like what we paskin, still, one is pater from all of these mitzvahs. Okay, two interesting discussions in the poskim in terms of aninus. First of all, the Noda B'Yehuda. Three mitzvahs, or four. Let's talk about four. First of all, Birchas Hanan. And remember, we discussed Rabbi Kiva Eger a couple of days ago back on Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Kiva Eger says Birchas Hananin has an aspect of gezel to it. Remember the day of Tosfos? Suffolk brachos might not be lohakel by Birchas Hananim because it's a suffolk zela. So there is a discussion whether one should say Birchas Hananim when someone is an onin. Onin is pata from all mitzvahs asay. He's not allowed to violate any mitzvahs los asay. He's not allowed to be treif. He's not allowed to be chal Shabbos chas v'shalom. Right. So what about Birchas Hananim? Is it like stealing? Lamaskana, we hold that one does not make brachas, but at least that's brought up. Number one, Birchas Hananim. The other point is, what about Netilas Yadayim? That's also like Zera Mishum. It's not just a positive mitzvah, Mishum Ruach Ra or Tumah. So we seem to paskin, many poskim say the Oni should wash without a bracha. Netilas Yadayim without a bracha. In that case, to do the mitzvah without a bracha. Number two. Number three, Shlomo Zalman holds that there is one bracha that an Onain says, and that's the bracha of Hamapil. Bracha of Hamapil. Dr. Abraham told me that once I was talking to him, he says he was with Shlomo Zalman on the way back from the Levaya for Shlomo Zalman's wife. And Shlomo Zalman told him, now it's printed in the Mincha Shlomo, but Shlomo Zalman told, that's when he came up with the Chiddush. He said, you know what? I was thinking last night when I was going to sleep that there was no more Asek, there was no more Tira, there was no more anything, so I figured you have to say Hamapil. Hamapil, you've decided to go to sleep. You've turned away from all of the tirda and the asek. So he thinks, I think you have to say Hamapil. Shlomo Zalman's Chiddush doesn't say that anywhere else. Shlomo's Chiddush, they have to say Hamapil. That's the only bracha. And finally, number four, the Noda B'Yehuda has a fascinating tshuva. What about Sviras HaOmer? Tshuva. Asher Shal, Mishameis Lo Meis Balai Lo Bimeis Sviras HaOmer, Umakem Akfaras Rachok Min Ha'ir, Ba'ofan Shie Onin Kol Halayla, Hahu V'yam HaMachar. You can be an Onin the whole time. V'yam Kei Me'achar She'onin Pata Mikol HaMitzvahs, Im Yevatel Sviras HaOmer, Machmas Aninis, you're going to lose the whole Svira. So what do you do? What do you do? This isn't just a mitzvah now, but it's a mitzvah that's going to affect me for the next 7 weeks. So he quotes, Allah bedaiti shelo amru onin pater mikol mitzvahs el b'mitzvahs hanu agus b'chol yom. Shemata machayif ha'onin b'ahem nimsa b'rof pamim yisbazeh ha'meis v'lo yiyah mis'asik imo. The Torah only applies to mitzvahs that are always there. Aval mitzvahs hanu agus b'zmanim yuduim v'ein lohem tashlumim chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Bazeh ein aninis doche osa. Wow. V'yav shegam tefillah v'kriyashma av shenogim l'malchor mikol makom mitzvah zeh kvar avra v'avra zmano batok arbanu mikol makom lo mikri chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, because you're going to do kriyashma tomorrow. You're going to daven tomorrow. But this mitzvah you're not. And therefore, it says in Noda B'Yehuda, count without a bracha. Quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in Ilchas Avelus, if there is an onin during Svira, he counts Svira without a bracha. So he does not lose the count. That is the chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda. Okay, there was a couple of mitzvahs that one is allowed to do during a state of aninus. Continuing, next section. Meso, right in about 15 lines down. Meso in. So what did we just say? Only if this meso mutalafanav, meaning his mace, a relative, aval mishamro lo, but if somebody's just guarding a niftar, so then there is no patur. V'hatanya, we learned in a brisa, ha-mishamar es-ha-meis, afal b'she'eno meso patur, mi-kriyashvom en-ha-tfilom en-ha-tfilom en-ha-mikol mishamar es-ba-torah. So it's anybody, even a shomer. Somewhere says, you're right. Mishamro av mishenu meso, meso av mishenu mishamro. Either one is an osek or a tarba mitzvah. Next, meso mishamro in av mahalik mebeis hakvar is low. Only mace, if it's his mace or a shomer, but if somebody's just walking through a cemetery, there is no ptur. V'yatanya. The Brisa says, Lo yahalech adam beis akvaris, v'tfilin berosho, v'sefer Torah bizroa, a person shouldn't walk through the cemetery with tfilin on, and a sefer Torah in his arm, v'kore, learning. V'yim osekein over mishum, lo yag larash, chayref oseyu. And if he does it, then he violates the din of Loi LaRash, making fun, mocking, scoffing a poor person. Who's the poor person? The dead person who's poor for mitzvahs. He can't do mitzvahs. So Loi LaRash Chayevo Seyu. So you see from, it's not only a meso, it's not only a mishamro, but even somebody walking through the cemetery. So the Gemara says, Hasam toch arba amos huda asur, chutz la arba amos chayev. Walking through a cemetery, it's a din of a makom. Within Dalet Amos, that's a problem, but chutz la Dalet Amos chayev. Damar mar, meis tov is Dalet Amos l'kriyishma. Chacha, chutz la Dalet Amos nami pater. Here, if you're in the same room, if you're in front of the mace, it's a din of being with the mace, not in terms of Dalet Amos. So that's why there is a difference between mace and shomer versus walking through the cemetery. 2 points, yeah. It's also a makom, but it's a larger makom, but it's not a din of makom, even if it's, we mentioned, even if you turn, you know, there might be, there's a chubas and kulas. Could be a larger, even if you're further away than Dalet Amos. Right? Still differences between the two. Two Ha'aris and the Rambam. Number one, the Rambam, interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin. The Rambam says, what happens if somebody says Kriyat Shema within Dalet Amos of the Mace? They weren't supposed to. What if somebody said Kriyat Shema within Dalet Amos of the Mace? Says the Rambam, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze Kriyat Shema. That makom is a makom mufka from Kriyat Shema. And therefore the Rambam says, in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, Paragim Halacha Beis, Ein Karan Lo Beis, Amerchas Lo Beis Akise, Afapi, Shein Bo Tsoa, Velo Beis Akvaris, Velo Beis Adameis Atzmo, Vim Hirchak Dalet Amos Ben Akever, Omen Ameis Mutter, Vekomi Shekar B'makom Shein Karan Bo, Choser V'Kore. That's the Rambam. The Ravid says, is this referring to all of the ones that he mentioned? Beis Akise, Soa, Vachulu, he says, Im Amar al Misha Kara Bitzad Ameis Sheyachzer V'Yikra, Lo Amar Klum. Says the Ravid, if the Rambam is also referring to that case, next to a mace, that's foolish. Next to a mace, you shouldn't do it. It's Loi LaRash. Loi LaRash is a Dinli Ikuva. Or Dinli Ikuva, says the Kasev Mishnah, it's a Knas. It's a Knas. Right, he quotes that from Evshalom, Shavshar, Avinu Lo Amar Ela, Ina Kiva De Avra Al Divrei Chachamim Kansuhu Lachzer Vafilo Mayeshoge Kedei Sheizurah Pamacheres. Others, or it might be, you might suggest, Lundis, that this makom is mufka for mitzvahs. The Rambam doesn't sound like a knas; sounds like a din. This makom is mufka for mitzvahs, and he can't be yotzei. One. Also, if you look interesting, the Rambam when he quotes this halacha in Hilchas Avel in Perek Yud Dalid Halacha Yud Gimel, when he quotes this halacha of Loeg LaRash in Yud Dalid Yud Gimel, the Rambam quotes Batik Varas Asurin Bahana. He quotes Lo Yelch Adam Betot Al Amos Shel Kever V'Tfilin Barosha V'Seifator B'Zrova V'Lo Yispal Al Sham. He does not quote the word the Korei. Right, our Girsa has. You can't have a Sefer Torah in your hands learning. Could you just carry a Sefer? You can let a carry a Sefer in a cemetery. Right, we put it in our tzitzis, we cover our tefillin. What about carrying a Sefer? Is there any problem with carrying a Sefer? The Rambam leads out the word korei. If you look in the Radvaz says that v'yishlamet lomi boy b'zman shein b'roshu j'makayim mitzvah el afilu shu tofei sosam b'yado aser, even my tefillin. Because he even says tefillin barosho v'sif d'rabbis roi. He says, "We'ay time hishpid milas v'korei davakav de'eno korei ikim shem loig l'rush." You can't have a sefer, says the Radvaz in a basic forest. That's also loig l'rush. That is the Radvaz. The Kesef Mishnah also discusses this v'achim istaver de'below kriya b'omai l'rush ikah. The Kesef Mishnah argues, says, "No, it's lav davka. It's machlokas Kesef Mishnah the Radvaz whether the Rambam is davka left out the word korei or not." Is there a problem with having a chefza shal mitzvah in a Beis HaKvaris? What about a lulav? Right, what about a lulav? So here, right, Tehillah might be l'shem the mace. But this is the discussion, whether in the Gemara it's davka, korei, and barosho doing a mitzvah, or even just a chefza shal mitzvah. Interesting discussion. Viter, gufa, second to last skinny line. By the way, we had a Daf Be'iyun shiur, I think 2 years ago, about Loi LaRash. Feel free to search on it under Daf Be'iyun on the OU.org website. It should be there. Gufa. Hamishamar Sameis Ava Bishin Ameso Pater Mekriya Shem Menatzilim Menatzilim Mekal Mitzvah Zemar Smatora. A Shomer is Pater. Ha Yishtayim, if there are two at once, Zemishamar V'Zekori, Zemishamar V'Zekori. They should take turns. Ben Azay Omer Ha Yubayim Besvina Meinicha B'Zavizu U'Mispanlon Shnei B'Zavizacheres. If they're on a boat, they could both leave the mace on one side and then come to the other side. My Binaya, why did the Tanakama have that suggestion? Amar Avina Choshen Lachbar Miki Binayu. No, the question is, are you choshesh for mice? achbarim, or even are on a boat. Ma'asavar chayshinan, ma'asavar lo chayshinan. Right, that's the question. Machlokas, whether you can leave the mace alone on a boat. Tanu rabbanon, hamolech atzamos, bimakom lamakom. If somebody's doing likar atzamos, a very important halacha. If somebody, are you allowed to ever move a mace? So generally we try to say no. Rav Moshe has about 20 tshuvas in a row in one of the halachim of Yaradeya. All of his tshuvas about likar atzamos, about moving them for different srachim. Somebody died, I remember one of his tshuvas were in the middle of, I don't know, some place in Canada. Middle of nowhere. He died, they buried him there. Nobody's ever going to be there. Are you allowed to move him to the family plot somewhere else where it's covered on mace? Eretz Yisrael, obviously, you're worried that the non-Jews are gonna uproot the same, all different halachas about lika that samas. So So if somebody's doing lika that samas, what is not allowed to do? Put them in a bag on a donkey. The yerkav aleim, but you have to treat it properly. But if you're worried, if you put it in a different way, if you keep it out, then there's going to be a problem with nachram or listem mutter. Then you're allowed to do whatever you need to do in order to for the minhag of bringing it to the to its final destination. The same thing applies by sefer Torah. Ahai. So is this line going on the resha of the iser or on the seifa the heter? Ilema aresha. Is it on the resha that you have to treat it properly? Pshita. Migara sefer Torah miatzamos. Is the sefer Torah any worse? But the Gemara, a number of places, has comparisons between people and Sifrei Torah. By counting for a minion, the Gemara we're going to have later on. Could you count the, right, the whole thing of Sefer Torah we're going to talk about? Ela Seifa. No, it's not a Seifa. That the Heter, if you're Mesiore, then it applies to Sefer Torah as well. Period. Amar Achava, Amar Yehuda, Kalaro, Hameis, Veinim, Alaveo, Ovrim, Shem, Loeg, Larosh, Cheref, Oseo, if you don't take part in an Ovaya when you could, that's also Loeg, Larosh. And if you did, what's the schar? Amar of Asi, Allah, Amar, Akaz of Omer, Mal v'Hashem, Chonein Dal. Right, if you're Chonein Dal, if you show favor to a Dal, to a poor, to somebody who died, you're like Malavi, you're like with Hashem. Even though it says Malva, it's like Malavi, you're company Hashem. Umechabdo, Chonein Evyon. Who is one who honors Hashem? Somebody who is Chonein Evyon. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yonasan, Havi Shakli Vazib Mesakvaris. They were walking in the cemetery. Havi Kashadia Tcheltad Rabbi Yonasan. And Rabbi Yonasan's tzitzis were dragging. Amalei Rabbi Chia, Dalye. You lift those up. Kadeshalo Yomru. So people, they shouldn't say. Lamachar Bonet Slainu Vyachsha Macharfrosanu. Tomorrow they're coming to us and today they're making fun of us. Meaning, pick up your tzitzis. So Amalei, Umiyadi Kulehai. He says to him, he says, really? The Mason know what's going on? V'haksiv, doesn't it say in Kohelos, v'ha-mason enem yodim me'uma? Then I say, the Mason don't know? What do you mean? That they're going to feel bad about my tzitzis? Amalei answers him, im karisa lo shanisa, im shanisa lo shilashta. Right, if you learn Mikra, you obviously didn't learn too much Mishnah. In Mishnah, you didn't go over it again. Im shilashta lo pirshulucha, ki achayim yodim shiyamusu. The Pasuk says, what does it mean? Chayim know that they will die. Eilu atzadikim shevim misas and ikru chayim. That song about tzadikim. That chayim, when they're alive, they know that there's going to be a time that they're going to die, and therefore they use olam hazeh. Shene emar, kuvana yo ben yohoyada ben ishchay. Rav Pa'alim Mikav Tse'el from Kav Tse'el v'hu hikash ne'ariel Moav, he hit the two Ariel in Moav v'hu yarad hikas ari b'tocha bar b'yom ha'sheleg. That's the pasuk. Now we're going to darshin every phrase of that pasuk. Ben Ishchai, what does that mean? That ben Ayo, what is a ben Ishchai? He was the son of a live man. Atu kuli alma b'nei meisi ninu. What? Everybody else is children of dead men? Ela ben ishchai, shafilu bimisasa karichai. No, it means that tzaddikim are called chayim forever and ever. And that's what we brought this whole pasuk for. They're called chayim, and therefore chayim no sheyamusu. Rav pa'alim mikav tse'el. What does that mean? Sheribav kibetz po'alim la Torah. You got a lot of people to learn. Vehuhike shnei Ariel Moav. What does that mean? He hit the two Ariel. So we know from Mishnah, is in, I think, Maseches Midos. I think it's in Midos, not Talmud. Midos, that what is Ariel? The Mizbeach is called Ariel, and the Beis HaMikdash is called Ariel. Shlo hi niach kamos, lo b'mikdash rishon, lo b'mikdash sheni. He was so great, he hit the two Ariel, that he was such a great person. He left the people in the Bati Mikdash behind. Amazing statement. V'hu yara v'hikas ari v'toch habar v'yom ha-sheleg. What does that mean? He went down and hit the lion on the day of the snow. 2 days. Ika de amri de tavar gzizi de bar de v'nachas v'taval. Either it means he broke the ice in order to go to the mikvah. He broke the ice and he jumped into the mikvah and he was tovel. Why was he tovel? Rashi says, because they lasuk batorah. To be osik batorah. What does that mean? We're going to have later on in this parak that Ezra was misakein, you know, tefila, but I know it was before Ezra. He was misakein tefila for a Balkari. A little interesting. What he was told for? The lasok batora. So see the Gilin Hashas here. Talk says quotes from Tosfos. From Baba Kama, and we're going to see Tosas later on also discusses it. Tosas and Baba Kama that pay base. We'll mention it later on when we get to the sugyas. Iga da Amri, or others say, the Tana, Sifra de Beirabi, Yoma de Sisfa. It means that he learns all of the Sifra, all of the Torah's calling him on a winter day, which is a short day. Okay? Period. Either way, that's the drasha from the pasuk. So he answered him, yes, that the mesim know what is going on. Let's finish for a minute, and then we'll go back to Tosfos. So what does that pasuk mean? Elu rishayim shebechayim kruim mesim. It doesn't mean the mesim don't know. It means the rishayim, who even in their lifetime are called dead because they're not living. Shenemar v'ata chalal rasha nesi Yisrael. Rashi says it's talking about Tzidkiyo. You are chalal rasha. He's a chalal. Chalal is like a dead person. A corpse, even when alive. Rasha Nasi Yisrael. Vivaisim mehacha, or a different shot. Al pishtaim edim, o shlosha edim, yumas hames. Pasuk says in Dvarim, chai, what does it mean? Yumas hames. He's not dead yet if you're going to put him to death. So it must be, yeah, chai yu el shahames meikaro. Right, is he already considered dead? He was already warned, and he's already chai misa, and therefore he's considered dead. Okay. Vaiter. Even before that, just one, or a Tosfos on the bottom of Amr Aleph. Tosfos has different deos. Whether there's two issues of loig larush. Number one, my behavior, what I wear in the proximity of mesim. Number two, how do we bury mesim? Major machlokas. Probably Tosfos here discuss it. Tosfos dimaskal lamachar. Do you bury a mace in sit kosher tzitzis? The minhag is to bury in talis, but do you passel the tzitzis beforehand or not? Do you not passel them? Because what do you mean? You're going to passel them. But you're going to give them kosher tzitzis, but they're not being kind of mitzvah. That's like log larush. Or they say, no, you can't put on pasul tzitzis. Maybe you're mocking them because, loss of love, they're going to want kosher tzitzis. And maybe the others say that maybe it's that if they didn't wear tzitzis during their lifetime, then you're going to put them on now. So it's like a bizayan. Yeah? It's like, oh, it's like a kitzrug. So all different days in the Tosfos right here in Dibur Maskal L'Machar. What do we do L'maisa? So interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan. It's a great Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes in Simin Shin Nun Aleph, he quotes that the minhag of Klal Yisrael is that you pasul the tzitzis. But there were two great gedolim. There were two great gedolim that told their talmidim, you have to bury me in kosher tzitzis. You have to bury me in kosher tzitzis. And by one of them, as they were being buried, as they were lowering them into the ground, one of the corners of the tzitzis got caught on a branch and ripped off as they were lowering him into the ground. They took it as a simon, you know, this guy's going to be just like Klal Yisrael. And the other one, right when the Talmud that he told to get him ready and not to apostle, he had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the process, and then, without his knowing, they cut off the corner of the tzitzis. Lamai said it didn't work. So he says they took it as a simon in Shin Nun Aleph Chaf, Shinan Al Gimel, I'm sorry, let me just say, Vishamati, Babira, Shnigadoli, Adar, Echad, Sival, Echad, Mitamidav, Shikro, so, Bakotsis, Yosef, Vaoso, Tamik, Shigil, Abashas, Tachrichav, Chosh, Bemeo, Vyasa, Chutz, Vaoso, Shobishul, Oyadu, Vinitko, Zetzizas, and he came back and he started screaming! And they said, Osman Hashemayim, Levali Lashanos. And the second one, it got caught on a branch. And he puts in brackets, I heard that these two Gdolim, Harishon, Haya, Hagra, Vahashini, Haya, Habal, Yisar, Church, Vahavoda. So he quotes, he says, I heard those are the two gedolim that commanded to be put with tzitzis, and Elamaisa ended up that they were not buried in tzitzis. Okay, we continue. First, medium line. B'nei Rebbe Chiya, nafik l'kir yasa. The children of Rebbe Chiya went out to the Kiryah. Went out to the Kiryah to check on their assets, says Rashi. Ba'avodas achuzasam. They were forgetting their learning. They were trying to figure out a way to remember it. You think dad knows about our tsar? You think our father knows about how much pain we're in? You know, that we forgot our learning? That's what should pain us. We don't remember our learning. Right, it says lo yeda. Amrlei ida v'lo yeda v'aksiv ach b'sara alav yichav nafsho alav tebal. What do you mean? It says that the soul is going to feel. V'amr Rabbi Yitzchak kasherim alameis kemachad b'sara chai. That there's pain. There's pain afterwards. There's kasher difficulty for a rima, a worm going into a dead body. It's like a needle in a live body. So he does know. So Amri, Bisar de tu yadi, Bisar de achrini lo yadi. No, it could be that they have their own sar, but they don't realize what else is going on. The lo, is that really true? That they don't know what's going on? So here comes a 20-line story about Mason knowing what's going on. That's why this whole story is here, to prove that Mason knows what's going on. The lo, the hatanya, and the discussion that we showed him, was this a dream? Was this a lie? The whole thing really happened. The Ramban, the Ritva, they all talk about it. The Marshal here talks about it. There was a chassid echad. Who was chassid echad? So the Yavetz discusses that chassid echad sometimes means Eliyahu Navi, sometimes it means a certain Tana. Either way, there was a Nun, gave a dinar to an Ani Rosh Hashanah in a famine year. So his wife got very upset at him. There's a famine. We have no food. What are you giving away money for? So his wife got upset at him. The guy didn't want anybody else to see that he was in a fight with his wife. So he went and slept in the cemetery. He thought nobody else would be there. He didn't go there, Dafka, to hear Mesim, right? He wasn't being Dorish Al Mesim here, right? He wasn't violating an Aveira. He just went there to lie down. When he heard two spirits talking to each other, Amra Chadala Chaverta, Chaverti, Bo even Ashut Ba'olam, Vinishma Me'achari Apargo, Ma Puranas Bala Olam. One says to the other, let's go try to listen from behind the curtain, from behind the Pargo, what's going to happen this year? Amrullah, Chaverta, Eni Yechola, I would love to come, Sha'ani, but I can't. Eni Yechola, Sha'ani, Kfur B'machsela Shal Kanim, I was buried in a reed mat, so I can't come. Ela Lachi At Umasha At Shomas Imrili, go find out and come back and tell me. What does that mean, buried in a reed mat? What does that have to do with the Ruchos? So it says that Tzlach, we don't fully know what this is, but it must be that she was in Aniyah, and she couldn't be buried in the regular Tachrichim, and therefore they had to be buried in this type of reed mat, and therefore the body wasn't able to be Misachel. And the Nif, and the Ruach, the Neshama, says that Tzlach, the Neshama of a Niftar doesn't fully go up to Shamayim until there's Ichol HaBasar. So there's Ichol HaBasar, and there couldn't be Ichol HaBasar here, and therefore the Ruach was trapped with the guf. Obviously, some of the neshama we know goes right sitting with the kisei covered right away. After there's different sources about after the levaya and after its kvura, but here the tzlach is adding in a full sense even after ichol abasar. So he said that's what he says right here. That's why this aniya couldn't leave. Fine. So what happened? So the friend goes halcha he. Vishata ubaba amrla chaverta chaverti ma shamati meachore pargo. What do you hear? Amrla shamati shikolas areber viri shona baran malke osa. Whoever plants by the first rain, then hail is going to ruin that produce. Right. So this guy now who went to sleep at the cemetery has insider information. Right. Halachu v'zerber v'yashnia. So he waited. He delayed his planting. Shikolalam kula laka shalol loka laka. And he made a mint. It's fine. Lashana Charis. The next year he says, hey, this worked out great last year. So he didn't get, it doesn't say he got into a fight with his wife again. He just went. Halach v'lan v'beis akvaris. V'shama osan shei ruch ha-shem esabar zuhim. So he heard again. Amar l'chad l'chaver tabo v'nai bo even ashut ba'olam. V'nishpa me'achari ha-parago. Ma'puran es ba'la olam. Amar l'chaver ti lo kacha marti l'cha. Or lach. Ein yecholash en ikfir ma'chel shokan. Didn't I tell you already? That's interesting. How did she answer that? Didn't I tell you already? Maybe she thought now there was Ichol HaBasar, fits into the slach, and therefore she's free. El lechi at, umash at shomaz, boi v'imri li. You go. Ho, chavashadah be'ubava, amrla, chaverta, chaverti ma shomad me'achare parga. What do you hear? There's the opposite. Amrla shamati shkola zarei b'rviya shniya, shidafon malke oso. You can't wait too long. So halach v'zar b'rviya rishona. So he did the opposite. Shakolam kulo nishtaf, v'shalolo nishtaf. Again, he wins. Right, the authorities start investigating. What is going on with this guy? How does he have all this information? Amar lo ishto, mipnei ma ishtakid shalchol olam kulo loka v'shalchol lo loka v'achshav shalchol olam kulo nishtav v'shalcha nishtav. How do you do that? So sachla called Ram Halalu. He told her. Amru lo hayam muatim ashenafak k'tata minishto shal oso chasid vein ima shal osa riba. Later on, there was a machlokes between the wife of, right, the wife of this man, and the mother of that daughter who was stuck in the Machzela Shel Kanim. It was a young girl that had died. There was a fight. Amra la, and terribly, this wife said, right, getting mad at her, L'chir ve'erech bitcha, she kfir b'machzela shel kanim. She brings that up, that I know about your daughter, what she's buried in, right? Trying to pick a fight and really insult, terrible, the mother. So anyway, just for that, she loses all of her pranasa. Well, Shana Hacharis, all of the Beis Hakvaris, the husband goes into the Beis Hakvaris again, the third year. V'shama Ozan Ruch Hashem Asabar Zuhum Zuh, Amr Lach Haver Dibo V'nashit Ba'olam, V'shama Yechariah Pargod, Ma Pranas Ba'la Olam, Omrala chaverti hani cheni. She says, I can't go this year. Dvarim shebini levenach, kfar nishbum benachayim. No, it's already known in Olam Hazeh. We can't. It's fascinating that the first year or two, it was also known, but it wasn't spoken about. Something about Dibur makes it more real. Even though the man acted based upon it, but Dibur makes it real. Right? Dibur comes up right, later on in the Masechta we're going to have. Dibur makes dreams real. Right, so if you have a bad dream, you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to say it explicitly. Because kol holech achar apitaron. Right, but it's here too, that it didn't have full force. It wasn't really in reality until it was spoken about. But anyway, what do you see from this whole story? Alma Yadi. You see, the mason know about the Chaim. So my answer is no. Dilma inish achrina shachiv azav avarlehu. Maybe somebody else had died right after this whole story took place and went up and told him. Lav dafka that they knew about it from the Chaim. Maybe somebody else had died and they told them. So at least they know from other neshamas what's going on, even though they don't know exactly. They might not know exactly what's going on at that moment. Okay, so we got out of that raya. Tashma, let's try again. The Ze'iri, having mifkid zuze gabi ush pazichte, Ze'iri kept money by a certain hostess, ada asi va'azil beirav shrivi. He went to yeshiva, she came back, and she had died. Azo basro l'chatzar maves. So, he went to Chatzar Mavis. Does that mean the cemetery? Does that mean some other place? Unclear. Ze'iri knew. Amrala, Zuzi, Hecha. Where are they? Amrala, Zil, Shaklita, Mitusei, Bitsinora, Dadasha, Beduch Plan. It's under the door. It's under the door in such and such a place. The Ve'emala, La'ima. And, by the way, tell Ima, tell Mother, Tishadeli, Masrakoi, V'gufsai, Dekuchla, Bahadi, Planisa, Ta'asi, L'machar. Send the comb and Gufsa, Dekuchla, a coloring agent, with so-and-so, who's coming and joining me tomorrow. So, either way, you see Mason know what's going on. So, Amayadi. So the Gemara again says, Dilma Duma Kadma Machriz Lahu. Again, this doesn't show that they know everything. Duma is like the announcer, the Malach HaMaves' announcer, before the Malach HaMaves does what he's supposed to do. And maybe they just announce who's coming tomorrow. That's all that's known. But not everything. So again, each time we're limiting the knowledge that the Mesim have. Tashma, try again. And again, this is one major Gemara. There are other Gemaras you got to put together, but this is a major sugya. Look, the Minhag HaOlam is to believe that they do know what's going on. Right? When we go to Beis HaKfaris, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'er B'Shus Tameisim, and many people talk to the Niftarim. That's the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. So talk to them. The Mishnah Berurah is not too happy about it. He says, you shouldn't daven to the Niftarim. You should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Shus the Niftarim. But the minhag of many is to go to the Beis HaKfaris and to talk to their neftarim, as if they know what's going on. Tashma, davu the Shmuel have become ha kamifkidi gabi zuzidi asmi. The father of Shmuel had money from Yisomim that was kept by him. Kinoach nafshi, when he died, lo avi Shmuel gabe. Shmuel was not around right there to help defend his father. Havika karile bar achol zuzidi asmi. So they called like avu the Shmuel ganef. And they called Shmuel, the son of one who eats the money of Yisomim. Ozla Bashir the Chatzar Maves, he says, I have to clear my father's name. Omar Lahu, Bina Abba. He's walking around, he says, where's my father? Where's Abba? Where's Abba? Where's Abba? He's calling his father Abba. So he's calling his father Abba. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Kibud Av Va'Em, that if there's a real need for you to say your father's name, it's like Avuah the Shmuel, so you could say it. Somebody says, who's your father? Right, so then you're allowed to say it as long as it's in a kavadik way. It says, "Where's Abba? Amrele Abba Tuba Ikahacha." There's a lot of Abbas here. Amrelu Bina Abba Bar Abba. I'm looking for Abba Bar Abba. Amrele Abba Bar Abba Nami Tuba Ikahacha. There's a lot of them. Amrelu Bina Abba Bar Abba Avuah de Shmuel Hecha. Where's Avuah de Shmuel? My father. Amrele Salak Lemesita Durakia. He went up. He went up to the Mesita Durakia. He's not around anymore. Adahachi, meanwhile, while Shmuel was looking for his Avuah de Shmuel, Chaz Yelolevi, the other Avrai, he saw there must have been, Rashi explains, there must have been a circle of Tamid HaChamim at a shir, and a Levi was sitting on the outside. Amar Lei, who had died recently. Amai Yasas Avrai. Why is Levi sitting outside? My time alos Likis. Amar Lei says, the Amri Lei, they told me, called Ki Hanach Shani de los Likis, the Mesita Drebi Afis, Rabbi Alfetz was the Rosh Hashiva, and I didn't go to his shir. I wasn't mechabit him with going to his shir. So all the years I didn't go to his shir, I have to sit outside the circle. I made Rabbi Avis upset. I made him a little depressed. So you can't go into the Mesitta Rakia because you were machlish the das of Rabbi Avis. Meanwhile, and he sees, Shmuel sees his father, he's laughing and he's smiling and he's crying. Amarle, my time of kabachis, why are you crying? Amarle, de la'agel ka'asis, because you're going to join me soon. What's la'agel? La'agel means quickly. What do we say, la'agel? Ba'agel, la'karib, imromein, every kaddish. Ba'agel. Ba'agel means quickly. La'agel. Rashi says, bimheira tikaver. La'agel. So, my time of achichis. So he says, okay, that's why you're crying, why you're laughing. The chashiv is b'hai al matuva, because you are so chashiv in Shemayim, they think you're unbelievable. So Amalei, he says, ichashvinu na'ailinu lelevi. So if I'm so chashiv, if I have connections, could you please put Levi into the circle? You know, enough already sitting outside. Failinu lelevi, they brought him in. So then he says, Amalei, zuzi diasvihecha, where's that money of the Yisomim? Amalei, zil, shaklinu ba'amsa derechaya, go take the mill that we have in the kitchen. The upper and the lower parts are ours. The stuff that's hidden in the upper and lower parts. Umiti diasmi, and the middle one is the Yisomims. And the money's in there. Amarlei, my time avatachi. Why do you put it there? Amarlei, iganuve ganvi. If they steal any part of the mill, any of the edges, mignavu mididon. They'll take it from us, meaning the top part and the lower part. And the middle part is the Yisomim. Iachla ara. And if it gets worn out, achla mididon. The bottom part will get worn out. So what do you see from all there, by the way? Amadiyadi. They know about it. They know about it. So the Gemara again says, Dilma, Shani Shmuel. Maybe Shmuel was different. Kivan the Chashiv, Kadmi Machrozi Penu Makom. Because he's Chashiv, they started announcing before he's coming, you know, leave space for Shmuel. So again, it is limited. Period. Two interesting halachas, then we have to stop. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos. I saw some achronim connect the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, and Perek Vav says, you have to take better care of Yisomim's property than your own property, if you're guarding Yisomim's. So this could be the source of that. This could be the source of that you put it in the middle, not just on the edges. Number two is a big discussion. It relates to a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Are you allowed to be Motzi Mamon and act based on a dream? If somebody comes to you in a dream and says, you owe somebody $50, I owe somebody, please pay them back. Do you have to pay them back? Right? There are Gemaras in Sanhedrin that talk about, you know, if a father comes to a son in a dream. Yeah, the money over there is Meister Sheni money. If you're going to go look in the backyard over here, and he dug, and he finds money. Does he have to treat it like Meister Sheni money? Because he say, no, I got the message from the dream, but it's not enough. I don't have to treat it Meister Sheni money. So here, Shmuel, he got messages from the dream. So Rabbi Yashav says, maybe at least here, he knew there was ready a chiv. He just was looking for the money. There, you didn't even know there was such money there. They're telling you it's money, so you have no chiv to rely on the dream. Interesting, also discussion in Chashuki Chemed, they discuss in terms of Beis HaKvaris. Is there a Ruach Ra in Beis HaKvaris of Nachrim? You go into a Beis HaKvaris of Nachrim. Do you have to wash your hands when you leave? Is there Ruach Ra only by Jews or by non-Jews? So Ruach Ra in the morning, Poskim say, there is none on the Adayim. But what about by a mace? By a Nachri, you know, is Tumas mace, in terms of Nigiyah and Masa? That's a discussion he has there in the Chashukei Chemed. Okay, we'll stop here by Va'afrib Yonason, and we will continue. Again, today's Shia was sponsored by the Orlinsky family, Lizek Nishvas, Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. We thank them for the sponsorship for these months of Av and Elul as we get into Elul.